10, 20 seconds. I don't know what he reads in my face, but the smile becomes more genuine. "Are you always this forceful?" he asked. "Usually." I sip my drink thoughtfully and add, "And you're right, you know." "About what?" "I am flirting with you. Do you mind?" The shyness I noticed earlier has returned. I'm not sure anyone's actually come right out with it like that before. "They probably don't need to. If it weren't for this," I say, patting the wheelchair, "you'd have been sure already." Oh, God, you're probably right," he confesses in embarrassment. "Is that dreadful?" "Fairly common. That's why I tend to be a tad forceful." I wink. "But don't worry." He thinks I'm talking about his stereotyping of me and begins to stammer out an apology. This is good. It gives me a chance to touch him. "Shh." I put my finger across his lips. "I didn't mean that. I just mean that circumstances have given me the opportunity to be very much more creative than most women. I see it as an advantage, not a disadvantage." He laughs. He's still a little reserved, but he seems to have relaxed slightly in my company. "You do like to come straight out with things. I'm Dan, by the way. Ellie. It's always useful to know names before having sex with someone, don't you think?" "Ellie, whatever your name is, you're..."